The middle 60s. We're in the 80s on Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we have 65 in the nation's capital.
459.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ian Kramer. Coming up,
another day of pro-Palestinian protests at GW as some demonstrators are threatened with suspension.
Former President Trump lashes out at the White House as a fourth day of testimony draws to a close at his hush money trial in New York.
A curfew for teenagers is about to start at National Harbor.
Zendaya's new movies about tennis and a lot more. We'll review challengers at 5:15.
Caps fans excited about tonight's game at Capital One Arena. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Yeah, face off at 7 in playoff game 3 as the Caps trail the Rangers 2-0.
The NFL draft goes on again tonight. Commanders have 5 picks tonight.
And a good day on Wall Street. The Dow up 154. The NASDAQ up big.
5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with breaking news. More than a dozen tornadoes have touched down in Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska, and the threat isn't over. Forecasters say the dangerous storm will stretch from Michigan to Texas, with twisters, large hail, and damaging winds through the weekend. CBS News Dallas meteorologist Dominic Brown.
This is definitely a heavy rainmaker, a lot of thunder and lightning out there, and we're going to watch out for some of those inflow notches to see whether or not we might have another tornado to develop.
The Biden administration is again delaying a plan to ban menthol cigarettes. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports from the White House.
It's the second delay in 2 months, and the Secretary of Health and Human Services says only that more time is needed to consider feedback. The delay is certain to anger anti-smoking advocates, but it may be good news for those who smoke menthols. They're especially popular among black smokers and teenage smokers.
The criminal trial of former President Donald Trump is wrapped for the week. Before he left the courthouse, Trump repeated his claim that President Biden ordered the state trial.
This is all a Biden indictment. It's in order to try and win an election, political opponent, and nothing like this has ever happened.
A high-level delegation from Egypt went to Israel today to try to help negotiate a ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza. But CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem cautions that we shouldn't expect a breakthrough.
Even though the U.S. has expressed some optimism about this latest Egyptian proposal for a hostage deal, we've seen this kind of optimism in the past, and each time Hamas has rejected the deal, Hamas wants a complete end to the war and not just a ceasefire.
Some pro-Palestinian protesters at the Tempe campus of Arizona State University have been arrested. Dozens of them gathered to protest Israel's war in Gaza. The protests continue at Columbia University in New York.
Students camping out demand disclosures and divestments from the university's dealings with companies that support Israel and its military, as well as amnesty for students disciplined 10 days into the protests, while some Jewish students say campus is unsafe for them. Lilia Luciano, CBS News, New York.
TikTok is gearing up for a legal fight against a federal law that would force the company to break ties with its China-based parent company or be banned in the U.S. It's likely the company will take its fight to court. Chinese officials have signaled that the company should fight the law. Wall Street at the close, the Dow up almost 0.5%. The S&P 500 up more than 1%, ending its best week since November. Stock in the parent company of Google increased more than 10%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 5:03 on Friday afternoon, April the 26th. Lots of sunshine and temperatures are in the mid-60s right now. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Top local story this hour on WTOP. Protests and anti-war encampments continue to pop up on college campuses across the U.S., including right here in D.C. For a second day now, George Washington University students are camped out on the Northwest D.C. campus calling for GW to divest from Israel, and they call for the end of the war in Gaza. Many are protesting on public sidewalks and streets. But the university says those who pitched tents on university yard, well, they're trespassing. 7 News reporter Tom Rousey joined us from campus just last hour here on WTOP.
I've seen folks who are protesting on the street, on the public sidewalk, But then when I look to my left, I see about 15 to 20 tents and people camping on what's called the University Yard. Of course, GW is an urban campus, so a lot of it is surrounded by public streets where anybody has a right to be. But the university is saying the folks in the University Yard, they're on private property. They're trespassing. They originally said they had to be out by 7 p.m. last night, but they refused to leave. Now they're threatening to ban and suspend from campus any students who continue to refuse to leave.
Now, Tom adds there are a lot of police around the campus right now, and there's been very little interaction, though, between the cops and the protesters.
The Anti-Defamation League, meantime, says it fully supports these demonstrations, but draws the line at anti-Semitic signs and slogans, which it says have been on display at GW and elsewhere in recent weeks. Anti-Semitic incidents last year, meantime, across our country were up 140% from the year before.
We've been urging for months that we are seeing this increase of anti-Israel rhetoric. It's not just people who are criticizing the Israeli government. They are blaming Jews as a whole on a global basis. And while speech of Israel, you know, can be critical in many ways, and you can be supportive of the humanitarian crisis, you can't have threats, intimidation, and harassment. And I think that's part of what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of uneducation, of not understanding the conflict in the Middle East and the true history. But we're also seeing a lot of conspiracy theories, which is where a lot of anti-Semitism comes from. And we're seeing anti-Zionism specifically targeting the Jewish community.
Meredith Wiesel is D.C. Region Director of the Anti-Defamation League. She joined us earlier here on WTOP.
5:05, new this afternoon, the juvenile curfew in National Harbor has started. It started just 5 minutes ago at 5 o'clock. WTOP's Matt Koufax is there right now. He's been speaking with small business owners about how they think the curfew could affect things going forward. Matt joins us live. What do you know right now, Matt?
Well, Sean, the vibes here are very casual right now. There's not a lot of activity on the streets, but you can see an elevated police presence. I just had a squad car pull up to me a few seconds ago, and there are signs clearly delineating all around National Harbor that the Prince George's County Emergency Juvenile Curfew is in effect. Now, where I'm standing right now is at the corner of National Plaza and Waterfront Street. I talked to a lot of business owners in this area in particular who say, you really don't have to worry about things till it gets dark, but they say when that happens, there have been a lot of issues recently with looting, vandalism, yelling, profanity, lots of fighting, lots of teens out and about just causing rowdiness and committing crime, frankly, in this area late night. They are in favor. Every small business owner who I've spoken to today is in favor of this curfew. They say they hope that it will help curb the crime going forward. They say they know it's temporary. And they want a more permanent solution. Some suggested fining the parents of these kids. Some suggested police taking a little bit of a harder stance, maybe before they call the parents of these children. We know that rideshare drivers have been asked not to give rides to juveniles coming into this area late night. But right now, very calm. When it gets dark, though, could be a different story. That's why you see that elevated police presence at this point in time. Here in National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Thank you, Matt. The driver convicted in that high-speed crash that killed two teenage girls walking home from Oakton High School in Fairfax County back in 2022 has been given a sentence of 4 years in prison by a jury today. That jury found 20-year-old Usman Shahid guilty of two counts of involuntary manslaughter earlier this week. Prosecutors say that Shahid, who was 18 at the time of the crash, was driving a BMW at 81 miles an hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone back in June of that year, 2022. Now, according to prosecutors, he saw a traffic light was yellow, floored it, slammed into a Toyota 4Runner that was turning left. Police testified during the trial the force of the crash sent Shahid's BMW off the road and onto the sidewalk where he hit three teenage girls, killing two of them.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
A first for a community college, and it's in Maryland. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank, NA, member FDIC.
508.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
traffic and weather together on the 8th, and let's head over to the traffic center. Dave Dildine.
Friday rush hours start early, but they wind down early. There's still slow traffic on the Beltway, but delays aren't as intense as they were earlier in the afternoon. Well west of town in Fauquier County, Virginia, on I-66, traffic is backed up to the plains. Delays extend through Marshall. Beyond the Marshall ramps, crash response keeps the left lane of two blocked. On 66 westbound, Delaplane-bound drivers are in slow condition. In Maryland, on 95 of the BW Parkway, on 270, some slowdowns, but nothing much to block the way. Route 50 eastbound, heavy leaving Annapolis toward and across the Severn River, but you're good. You're just coasting right across the Bay Bridge. Not so outbound on Suitland Parkway. Still slow leaving D.C. into Prince George's County because of the crash that happened between Branch Avenue and Silver Hill Road. In the district, volume delays on I-295 through Northeast, but I-295 southbound toward the south side of the Beltway, you're moving virtually without delay. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin for the weekend forecast.
A great-looking evening to enjoy anything outdoors. We'll see clouds continue to build as we head through the overnight. Temperatures will slide through the 60s, eventually into the 50s, by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, clouds win out over sunshine, scattered light showers throughout the morning at midday. High temperature just around 58 to 65 degrees. We turn the corner on Sunday. It's warmer, 85 for a high, nearing 90 on Monday. Chance for storms by Tuesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We still have sunshine, few clouds mixed in. 66 now on Oxon Hill, 65 in Sterling, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP at 5:10. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Off we go to Jeff Claybaugh.
A measure of inflation that the Federal Reserve watches closely is no confidence builder for rate cuts. Stripping out volatile price swings, it shows inflation rose to an annual rate of 2.8% in March. Hughes Network Systems has opened a combination manufacturing facility on the Montgomery College campus, the first of its kind on a college campus. It will manufacture satellite gear, but also serve as classrooms for students and internships. Elon Musk is once again richer than Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook's market value lost $132 billion this week. They're both still really rich. Zuckerberg currently at $154 billion. Musk at $184 billion. The Dow finished the day up 154 points. The S&P 500 up 52. That was a 1% gain. The NASDAQ up 316 points today. That was 2%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Money News brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Save on salmon at Whole Foods Market. Sustainable wild-caught tropical marinated and plain sockeye salmon fillets are 25% off with Prime through March 28th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Coming up, a tense love triangle plays out on the tennis court of the new film Challengers. We're going to bring you a review. It's 5:12.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 123.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Later this hour, no Chesapeake blue crabs were harmed in the making of this week's Beer of the Week. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Coming soon to Just Sold. This is Dave Johnson. That's what happens, as I found out, when you connect with Jennifer Young and her team at Jennifer Young Homes. And to start your home selling stress-free journey, start with Jennifer's free seller seminar. It's Wednesday, May 1st at 6:30. It's online at jenniferyounghomes.com, and that's where you go to reserve your spot. And that's the time, yeah, to get your questions answered, and you'll find out how it goes from coming soon to just sold. Remember, reserve your spot, jenniferyounghomes.com.
Keller Williams Realty, 703-815-5700.
The WTOP Traffic Center.
Tracking the top trouble spots.
The biggest backups.
The major incidents.
The slowest traffic.
WTOP Traffic. Every 10 minutes. On the 8s. And when it breaks.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
5:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us. 8 months after 10 dogs died in a flood at a doggy daycare business in D.C., a draft report on what went wrong has been released. We get that story from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
The report from the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency is a draft after-action document. Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Joe Bishop Henchman, who serves the Eckington community, had this reaction.
Well, it confirms a lot of embarrassing stuff.
Such as?
911 miscategorizing the emergency, which led to a very long delay of first responders getting two district dogs.
District Dogs was the Rhode Island Avenue business that flooded August 13th. 10 dogs died in the business where floodwaters reached 6 feet. Emergency dispatchers initially characterized the issue as a water leak. Among the corrective actions called for, retraining emergency call takers and dispatchers and determining whether the building that used to house District Dogs is still at risk for flooding. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Local members of Congress are still pushing not to allow more flights at Reagan National. Now, they're pointing to some new figures from the FAA warning of an increase in total delays by 12 hours a day if 5 round-trip flights are added. Now, that information shows a quarter of flights at Reagan are already delayed. 4 Democratic U.S. senators from Virginia and Maryland also say they remain concerned after 2 passenger planes nearly collided while taxiing on runways at that airport last week. Congress is considering a proposal to increase the number of flights at Reagan National under the FAA reauthorization legislation.
All right, it is Friday, and that means it's time for Brennan Hazelton and a fresh edition of WTOP's Beer of the Week.
I am with Greg Angert, beer director for the Neighborhood Restaurant Group. Tell me, please, what is on tap this week?
This week we have Other Half Blue Crab, a hazy IPA of 6.5% alcohol.
Does Other Half make any non-tasty beers?
No, they don't. This beer is amazing. Citra, Mosaic, Simcoe, dry hopped. Such a great addition to the district.
What would you pair it with?
Well, blue crabs, of course. Soft shell crabs.
What?
It's also great with oysters of all kind, rockfish, black drum, and sweet corn.
Greg, thank you. Everyone, please be sure to bring your thirst next time for another Beer of the Week.
Check out Brennan's more detailed video version of this week's report at WTOP.com. Search Beer of the Week.
Quick look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
About 200 pro-Palestinian demonstrators continue to rally on GW's campus at this hour outside of an encampment barricade.
Donald Trump's lawyers try to discredit the testimony of the prosecution's first witness in that New York criminal hush money trial.
Caps and Rangers drop the puck in playoff game 3 here in D.C. in a couple of hours. A live preview from Capital One coming up at 5:45.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 5:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
On the Beltway through Maryland and Virginia, volume delays, no more, no less. And if anything, a little bit less in the way of traffic this hour. Friday rush hour is winding down, starting to anyway, but not yet. Still a lot of slow traffic on the inner loop coming across the Legion Bridge through Silver Spring and College Park. Outer loop leaving 66 down to Gallows. But for the south side of the Beltway, we can call it minor slowing getting to the Wilson Bridge by Wilson Bridge standards. Friday afternoons, traffic on 95 and 395 tends to be heavier northbound, and it is so this afternoon coming into Springfield and inbound across the 14th Street Bridge. Outbound on Suitland Parkway, moving at a better clip beyond Branch Avenue. Crash should be getting cleared before Silver Hill Road. Bay Bridge bound on 50, eastbound, some slowing near the Severn River, but generally good beyond that onto the eastern shore. 95 and BW Parkway, a couple of slowdowns through Laurel and near Beltsville and Greenbelt. 270 northbound, minor slowing coming up to Montrose Road and out of Gaithersburg toward Germantown. 70 west, just a little heavy near Boonesboro as you head into Hagerstown. Imagine a child in extreme poverty waiting over a year to be sponsored. End their wait today, become a Compassion International sponsor. Text radio to 83393. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Meteorologist Jordan Evans joins us now. Jordan, take us through the weekend. Are we going to have this great sunshine again?
Yes, we will. We'll have to wait till Sunday as the clouds return tonight. And they'll be here through tomorrow, and that's going to keep temperatures down once again. So 60s is all we have for your Saturday. But once we get to Sunday, high pressure builds, the clouds clear out, and that's when we're talking 80s. The 80s will start for Sunday, and it climbs even more. By Monday, we're up to 90. That's our forecast for Monday, flirting with the records. And if we get to 90, that'll be the first time in the month of April since 2017. So definitely the heat is on early next week. The good news is we won't have the humidity that we would typically have in July. It'll be more of that dry heat for us by Monday and Tuesday. Eventually, storm chances return Tuesday and Thursday, potentially some isolated storms and some shower chances, not tracking at least severe weather right now, but that could change over the next couple of days. 63 now, Silver Spring, 65 Springfield and Upper Marlboro at 62.
All right, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
521 Zendaya stars in a new movie in theaters this weekend. It is called Challengers.
You think that tennis is about expressing yourself, doing your thing, but you don't know what tennis is.
What is it?
But it's not just about tennis.
Well, let's go live to ABC News Entertainment reporter Jason Nathanson for his review. Okay, Jason, we've got the love triangle here. A lot of drama. What did you think of Challengers?
Yeah, I really loved this film. It's really well done. Zendaya there, you heard her talking about how, you know, you don't know what tennis is. And this movie, tennis is the backdrop for it, but really it's about love. It's about ambition. It's about sacrifice. It's about three people who happen to all kind of get along and things get complicated and, you know, feelings evolve. It's really, it's stylish. It's smart. It's fun. It's funny. It's very laugh out loud funny. All set to a killer 80s-tinged EDM score by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. The director here, Luca Guadagnino, known for 2017's Oscar-nominated film Call Me By Your Name, just does a fantastic job. One of my favorite films so far of the year, 9.2 out of 10 for Challengers.
Wow. Okay, I guess we got to watch that one. All right, so if we want to relive our teenage years, some of us, there is Thank You, Good Night, the Bon Jovi story. It's streaming on Hulu. I'm excited to hear about this one. How is it?
Yeah, this is a four-part docuseries, and all told, it clocks in at about 5 hours. So if you're going to spend 5 hours watching stuff about Bon Jovi, I think you're going to want to be a Bon Jovi fan, of which I am okay. I like Bon Jovi. I don't know that I love Bon Jovi. I don't know that I need to spend 5 hours watching stuff about Bon Jovi. The documentary starts with John Bon Jovi kind of getting into the groove of the tour that they were going to do in 2023, which to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the band. His voice isn't so good, so he's got some problems there. He's not 20 years old anymore, so running around the stage for 300 shows a year, not so easy either. And it's interesting to see him prepare for that kind of stuff, how seriously he takes it. And he says that, you know, he wants to know when to get off the stage. He doesn't want to become Fat Elvis at any point in his career. He wants to exit before, while it's still graceful. But he still feels like he's got it in him to do this stuff. That stuff is kind of interesting, a little bit slow. For me, I like the stuff when they're in the 80s, they're becoming a band, they're hitting the heights of their stardom, sex, drugs, rock and roll, and all that kind of stuff. That, to me, was a lot more interesting than some of the more present-day stuff.
So what you're saying is you're just halfway there. Okay, maybe a bit of a mystery on Netflix, something called Baby Reindeer. Why is it the most watched show on Netflix right now?
Well, there are no babies and there are no reindeers, and there are no baby reindeers. So just to be clear, in case anybody is going into it thinking or they're going to see some stuff like that, there's none of that. This is based on Richard Gadd's one-man play, an experience that really happened to him, his own experience with a stalker, and that's what the series is about. He gets stalked by a woman. He goes to the police, but he's not sure exactly what to do. Like, what is stalking? Am I being stalked? He's not really sure. This is a really tense series. If you're a fan of shows like The Beef or Beef and The Bear, it's along those lines of tension. I prefer to watch stuff to relax and enjoy myself and not be tense. So the tension of this, little not my thing, but this, when it came out 2 weeks ago, nobody was talking about it. Nobody knew about it. Netflix didn't even really promote it. Now, 2 weeks later, it is the most watched thing on Netflix right now.
Amazing. Jason, thanks so much.
Sure thing. Take care.
ABC News entertainment reporter Jason Nathanson.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
George Wallace is here. We got Caps playoff hockey tonight.
We do, yes, Sean. The Capitals home to the New York Rangers tonight, trailing 0-2, and the Caps need to win to get back in this series, no doubt about it. Returning home in front of a sold-out crowd should be fun tonight at Capital One Arena. Let's hope. 7 o'clock start, and Game 4 is set for Sunday. Jaden Daniels introduced today in Ashburn as the number 2 overall pick and the next quarterback of the Commanders. He says he's ready to go. First thing he wants to do is learn his teammates' name, then the playbook. Josh Harris, the owner of this team, in his first draft room last night. Did it feel a little different drafting for your hometown team?
Yeah, look, this is personal for me. I feel like we're on a mission for the city, for the DMV, and everyone's counting on us, and so, it's big. This is a big deal. So, I mean, obviously, I'm taking it really seriously. I'm devoting a lot of time to it, and thankfully, we have an amazing...